This is ESPN 97.5, brought to you by Zadda Jewelers. There are jewelry stores, then there's Zadda's. KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome out. Welcome back on ESPN 97.5. Pro Football Focus, okay. Do you believe this? Okay, name the best since 2014, Dell. The receivers, best go route receivers in the NFL.
2014.
Since 2014, the best go route receivers in the NFL.
Is Tyreek Hill on that?
Tyreek Hill is one of them.
Is there a Texan that I'm not?
Nope.
I'm not aware of.
There's no Texan.
Not Ted.
Former
Ginn.
Texan.
Ted Ginn?
No Ted. No
connection former Texan. To the Texans.
I don't think you'll get number one.
Best go route wide receiver.
So Tyreek Hill is what?
Go number? Route receiver.
Go route. Oh, receiver. Is there a running back involved or tight end?
You said no?
I didn't say anything.
He said receiver. He didn't say wide receiver.
Well, you can't be running back.
Is David Johnson on the list?
No. Good Lord.
It can't be a running back because they're not going to be, how many are lined up in a slot?
Well, McCaffrey would probably be a guy.
Hold on, let me look at this. See, you're already throwing us go routes. Could be, no, because it's not going to be 49ers.
Kittle?
It can't be Kittle.
No.
Because he's always running. That offense doesn't ask him to run go routes.
Mm-mm.
Let's see. Let me look through the teams real quick. You've got, what about the Gronk?
It's Gronk.
Yeah, because Gronk, they line him up wide.
Gronk's
let him
one.
Just go.
Gronk's number one.
Yeah.
Tyreek Hill's number two. Julio Jones, number three.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. So that was a little surprising that Gronk is the best go route guy over
but
the last
They would run him go
years.
In the seam, and they would run him a go route in the seam, and they would run him from the slot, from the Y position, the, you know, hand in the ground. They'd run him a go route right down the seam. They'd run it from the slot, and they'd run it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they would line him up wide. Also, depending on, you know, especially if you got a linebacker on him, they'll put him out there wide against the linebacker. So the NFL gave in and said no preseason games, which I feel like was probably the idea all along. Maybe they used that as a bargaining chip. Maybe they wanted to have it available just in case things really cleared up, which they did not clear up. And they also said we will have everyday testing for the first 2 weeks. So the players are, I guess, on board now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now, does it feel... how do you feel about NFL?
No,
going?
It feels like we're going to go.
Was it because of that?
No preseason games. So we're not starting until September anyway.
Right.
So, like September 8th is when the Texans go off, right?
They still have to practice, yeah.
Yeah, but that's now going to be 2 months of practice. August and September now with no games.
So I would assume, is your practice any different?
Well, you can't just it's going to be different anyway.
You want to limit some of the activity for the first. Now remember, it's rookies. It's not the whole team right now.
Right.
But
it's only for a week.
But I would assume you'll limit.
Or less than a week.
Team portions maybe for a little bit until the numbers subside in Houston. You won't have the same team portions. The amount of offense versus defense in your face.
I'm surprised they didn't adjust the reporting date, which could have been later, since you're not going to have any preseason games, and just going a month and a half or so, or 5 weeks or so. And
yeah,
that's plenty of time to get ready. Now we're talking about over two months.
But you know what? Is it smart to limit, to make it a more compact time to get ready when COVID can throw anything into your schedules at any point?
Yeah, I think it's smarter to be together less. Hopefully, it calms down. I mean, there's all any starting later and everything is going to be better.
But you have no. If you start it earlier and then you have some issues arise.
Well, is it going to be better to have over two months of guys, 50, 60, guys, 70, 80 guys together or 6 weeks of 80 guys together?
I'd say they have to get used to the shield, the face shield. JJ, did he say he's retiring? What did JJ say?
Yeah, he's done. He and JJ, Antonio Brown are both done.
So JJ's retiring because he said he's not playing with the shield, right?
Right.
Watch how fast that goes away.
Yeah, right. Just like LeBron ain't playing in front of fans.
I know. That's it. You have no a face fan. Shield. Like, well, this is for safety so that you don't get other people. Yeah, I'm pro-masker.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good.
Yeah,
are you
no.
saying you're anti-mask, listen. JJ? No?
Right.
No? If you missed it, Lance just did a salute.
No. Yeah, well. JJ is is on board.
I'm not worried about it. Oh, Lance, got to wait for your kids to make some money. Country Time is having a bailout. They're going to give $100 checks to children who can't run lemonade stands this year. Your kids run a lemonade stand, don't they?
Yeah, I was.
How do you prove that you do that?
I got pictures. I got social media pictures.
No, but what they're asking. What
now,
it was
really
time
more
want?
Of a bake sale.
Well, was it Country Time?
I mean, yeah, I guess.
Were they using Country Time lemonade?
Sure, they were.
Huh. Yeah, proof of that?
I can find some witnesses.
Oh, okay. No, we don't need witnesses. We need pictures.
There's no pictures of it.
$100 check.
You're not allowed. Bro, next door doesn't allow pictures in the neighborhood.
How much queso you can buy with $100? Eat in your bedroom?
How many food towels you can get?
I can get fit. I don't like the term food towel.
Oh, if you're laying a food towel down.
I don't like the term food towel. It just sounds.
Yeah, it sounds exactly like what you're doing.
Gluttonous.
It's what you're doing. You're laying on your bed shirtless eating queso.
It was never shirtless. I don't know how that even started.
In your whiteies.
In your whiteies with your feet up watching your favorite show.
Isn't gluttony and sloth the same thing? Do you really have to separate them, gluttony and sloth? And it sounds slothful. It sounds gluttonous. It's not. It's just something to protect the comforter. Well, I'm a good person.
You're eating queso in bed. It's a little slothful.
I sometimes will eat it on the ground, but one time I ate it on the bed.
With your bed towel.
Yeah, I had something that could catch
food
chips.
Towel.
It could catch chips. It could catch queso as long as you lean over.
It was very gluttonous and slothful of you. How much queso did you eat? That determines the gluttony.
A small? Yeah, it was a small. It was from Chacho's, I think.
You ate it all by yourself?
Yeah.
I mean, I can't remember.
No, yeah, you can. Oh. Yeah, you can. Yeah,
at this
can.
Point,
now
I can't recall.
All of a sudden, your memory is bad. Objection.
You're leading the witness.
No, I'm not leading.
At this point, I can't recall. I'll
treat him as a hostile witness.
He is a hostile witness.
He won't answer the questions.
No, I can't.
Answer the questions.
I misremember. At this point, I don't recall.
Misremember?
All right, you know what? I'd like to invoke my Fifth Amendment.
You plead the Fifth?
You're pleading the Fifth on whether or not you ate a small queso by yourself.
Yeah.
That's gluttony. The slothfulness was you shirtless in the bed eating it.
It didn't happen shirtless. That's something Eric Layden made up.
I think it happened.
Hey, by the way, speaking of, not speaking of anything, but what about the big, the big news yesterday, Dale? You know what the big news was?
What?
Non-sports.
Kanye, with Kim was flying with a doctor to put Kanye in a hospital?
No, it wasn't that. It wasn't Kanye saying that Harriet Tubman was somehow shuttling slaves from one owner to the next or whatever.
What?
Didn't hear that?
No.
Yeah, he was starting his campaign in South Carolina, and like 100-something people showed up, and one of his statements was Harriet Tubman was only shuttling slaves from the South to slave owners in the North.
Yeah.
Which is completely
She's
untrue.
Just running slaves from slave owners to slave owners.
Right.
It went over pretty well.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
People enjoyed it.
They were really excited. People who were there are like, yeah, what?
Uh-huh.
Hold on. One heckler was escorted after that. Like, y'all are the ones buying the Yeezys. Stay buying them because he's crazy. Who? Okay.
Kim
was
put him in a hospital.
Who
apparently.
Do you trust more right now, Antonio Brown or Kanye West?
To be the president?
I just say trust. Let's say trust.
How about babysitting your kids?
Yeah, that's a good one. Who do you trust to babysit your kids more, Antonio Brown or Kanye West? This is going to surprise you.
Ooh. I'm going to say Kanye.
I've got Antonio Brown.
I'm taking Antonio Brown.
I just think Kanye will say weird stuff, but the cops could be there with Antonio Brown.
I don't want Kanye indoctrinating my kids with crazy YouTube theories.
Well, but that's better than him screaming out the door at the cops.
Yeah. But they hear mom during Longhorn games.
What's the difference?
I don't feel like it's a huge difference.
No.
Honestly, I saw that video and I'm like, feels like Baylor, Texas. Doesn't feel substantially different here. I mean, police aren't being called, but it feels like TCU, Texas.
Right.
Texas is back, folks.
What was the big non-sports news that you were...
Tenet has been wiped off the release schedule. Christopher Nolan movie.
Indefinite.
Gone.
Out of here.
Indefinite. They said, we're not releasing it this year. Which, to me, I was shocked that it was still on the release schedule. Like, why are you taking a big Christopher Nolan movie, the director of Batman Rises, right? How many different Batman movies did he do?
He did, I think, didn't he do the trilogy?
I think he did the trilogy. He did Inception. And what else?
He did Dunkirk.
Dunkirk, that's right.
I thought that was boring.
When he does movies, it lasted a while. When he does movies, they are big and grandiose. And he was going to do Tenet with John David Washington, Denzel Washington's son, who looked a lot like James Harden in Ballers.
Is it done? They're just not releasing it?
It's done. They just aren't going to release it. And I kept thinking, why in the world are they going to release it?
Why don't they put it on Netflix?
Because Eric, so we taped our podcast yesterday, and Eric Layden said for it to go on Netflix, Netflix would have to buy it from them.
Yeah.
And the expenses, I heard you guys talking yesterday about what was... It's one of the Chris's...
Chris Evans and Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
Ryan Gosling,
$200 million.
You can only imagine. I would say this one would have to be purchased for probably $300 million.
Really?
Or more. That's what Eric was saying.
Wow.
And so Netflix wouldn't have the money. It wouldn't make sense for Netflix to do that.
Yeah, I don't know how it makes sense for a $200 million movie with...
Well, because there's purchases. I mean...
You're going to get back $200 million?
Your box office, it comes back. Oh, yeah. They wouldn't make that kind of movie. Oh, yeah. He'll probably do $1 billion.
Really?
Well, Tenet won't.
No.
Tenet won't. Marvel will.
They'll do $1 billion more in sales?
No. I'm talking if you were in the theaters.
Oh, right. But not for Netflix.
No. That's what I'm saying. Netflix, it makes no sense.
It does make sense.
That's why it can't be released to a streaming site. So the only way they could do it is release it online for you to rent from your home, which is not going to be the bang for the buck that they're looking for. The only way to do this is to wait until there's a vaccine and release it next year. That's the only way.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell the Oscar movies are going to be this year.
Wow. Really? What new releases have there been?
I don't know
that they're going to have an Oscars this year.
Well, they moved it back. They're going to have an Oscars. They have different movies that have been released, but this is the year you're like,
I can win.
If I'm a director, I'm like, this is my shot.
This is it.
This is my shot.
We watched, the last two nights, we watched Unforgiven and Argo.
Oh, Argo, yeah.
Argo was excellent.
Older movie, yeah. Not super
2013.
Old. Yeah, I remember watching.
And Unforgiven was before that.
Which one is Unforgiven? Is that the Western?
Yeah, it's Clint Eastwood.
Yeah,
Clint Eastwood. Really good.
I've never seen Unforgiven. I have seen Argo.
You haven't seen Unforgiven? Yeah. It is an excellent movie.
For whatever reason, Westerns don't, and I know that if I watched
it, you would like it.
Never seen Lonesome Dove? That everyone swears
that
by Lonesome Dove.
Seen that either. But you got to watch Unforgiven.
Alonzo is Mr. Western. Alonzo Highsmith.
Yep.
He knows all of them.
Yep. All right. 9:15. ESPN 97.5.
Argo was not a Western.
No.
Argo made the budget for Argo, for example. How much do you think it cost?
I have no idea.
$44.5 million. What do you think it brought in?
I don't know. I don't know that. Did it do great at the box office?
$232 million.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's 5.5 times.
Yeah, well, it was the Oscar winner. After it won the Oscar, it should be go crazy. Well, it was a great movie. Just a great movie.
How much did Black Panther...
See what Unforgiven brought in.
All right, I'll check that. How much did Black Panther cost?
He'll tell you that on the other side. But right now, he wants to talk about how you would get to the movie theater. What car you would drive?
Why don't you drive the Chevy Traverse? Why don't you drive the Terrain? As a matter of fact, it's something that I've driven as well. Really cool, smaller size crossover vehicle. You know, when you go to LanceZCars.com, that's an easy way to get to Gulf Coast Chevrolet Buick GMC. One of our listeners went in and got a truck the other day, and his thing to Craig that he told him was that he was really excited about the fact that everything that I said was the case there. It's the family atmosphere. It was an easy car buying experience. He got a lot of money on his trade-in value. And the best part is employee pricing. And that's going on right now. Employee pricing for everyone on most Buick SUV models. Employee pricing for most 2020 GMC SUV models. If you're looking for an SUV, now's a great time. Gas prices are lower, which is a big benefit. And the second thing is you've got employee pricing so that you are getting discounts that you would normally get. You go ahead and look at the prices now. Don't do anything and then go look at it in a month and then say to yourself, wow, Lance wasn't joking. That's a real thing. I used to think it was gimmicky. And then I found out from Craig and he showed me everything. It's not. Employee pricing is a legit hookup. You want the hookup? I got the hookup. But you got to take advantage of it right now before it's gone. Go to LanceZCars.com to see their entire inventory. LanceZCars.com.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and World Series champion, and big fan of Gulf Coast Chevrolet and Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
If I make another wish, I'll wish for a wish for you. For you. Hey.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 919. 713-780-377. Not that you're going to call. Nobody ever calls anymore. It's just, it's embarrassing.
Do people realize we're, what, less than 72 hours away from their favorite team being back in action?
How about that?
For real? For reals, reals?
I don't think it's really set in for everyone yet. And maybe it's the fact that it's not going to look like it usually does. To me,
what did it,
they will quickly be
jarred into... I wasn't able to see
anything.
What did it look like last night in Kansas City with no fans there?
It looked fine.
Did it?
Yeah, it was baseball. I was watching baseball. The only fans you really see, until there's a hit, but I've gotten used to that watching other sports. So I don't really care. I will say soccer gets a little creative. Some of the soccer in other countries with the way that they, on the broadcast, put advertising across the seats to where it...
Yeah.
Or at the end of games, sometimes they make it look like kind of like there's fans holding placards almost in the stands. Yeah.
The Mets have they've got placards, and the Astros are going to. But it's going to be up in the upper deck, apparently. I don't know why they wouldn't. If you spent $100, you could have a cutout. Like, I was going to put Dell's picture up there.
But he won't pay me, so he can't use my likeness. And my mask a little off. The first game is for the Astros.
Friday
is
8-10.
Friday night. Not Thursday night.
Not Thursday. Yeah. I
thought it was Thursday night.
No, it's Friday night. Friday night is the first game, so it's a little bit more than that. But it's, we're here. We're actually going to. And then the week after, NBA, too.
Yeah, and
are you guys excited to have something to watch again?
Well, 100%.
And you can actually, some of the regional sports networks are showing some of the scrimmages, so they won't be real games, but you'll actually get to see NBA players playing basketball against other NBA players starting tomorrow. I don't know if the Rockets are carrying any scrimmages. I don't know if they're doing that here, but in places around the country, there will be teams playing other teams in at least scrimmages, so you actually get to see that. So there'll be stuff to watch this week, certainly.
Yeah, no, it's gonna be good, clean fun for the whole family.
Here's how I'm gonna predict that it's gonna go. People are used to just cruising along, and there's nothing going on, and you don't know when anything's ever gonna happen. And then they know the football's coming, they know basketball's coming, they know baseball's here. I think the hardcore Astro fans are getting excited. I think the average sports fan, who it doesn't seem real until the games are actually being played, or maybe they think, it's just 60 games. This isn't even a real baseball season. I'm just writing this off. And then five games will go, and they'll be, holy crap, there's only 55 games to go. Like, this is a big deal, and the Astros are off to a 4-1 start. I didn't expect Lance McCullers to be that dominant, and they will be all in. Mm-hmm. All in as soon as it becomes really real to them.
No, and yeah, when you're watching Verlander deal, it's going to be like, yeah, we're back.
For sure.
And it's only 60 games. You know what? Makes every game so much more important.
Mm-hmm.
Do we know yet if there will be fans in stands in certain places?
Apparently in different places they're talking about, yes.
Because I know Colorado applied so they could have people at Rockies games. I'm not sure how the local government took that. Now, the local government said, hey, New York and New Jersey I mean, the Giants and Jets, you're not having fans in your, because we're still only keeping it at 500 people or less for a gathering. So no fans at your game. So it doesn't look like the Giants or the Jets will have fans.
And that they said, well, okay, we're fine with that.
Yeah, they agreed to it. Yeah.
Texas, did you see University of Texas says they want 50%.
Yeah, and they also are pushed, at least in their emails, telling students they're planning for on-campus learning, I believe. We'll see if that goes through.
I know Missouri, they're all their schools are going.
Yeah, Mac, who's an intern here, says Arizona, which a place that was pretty hard hit, saying he goes to Arizona State. They're planning to have kids on campus.
Yeah, unless they get really sick or something. Yeah. They're going to be trading COVID all over the place, especially at Arizona State.
They do stuff.
They're going to swap a lot of COVID over there. Mm-hmm. And but they're probably not – more than half of them won't even know it.
True, and that's – it'll keep spreading. The problem is when you come home, like, I don't know how many kids from Arizona go to that school, how many kids are from out of state, but those kids who go home to their families over the weekend in Arizona, like, yeah, I did a couple things I don't want to tell you about. maybe I brought COVID home. Maybe. Possibly. But we're not going to discuss it.
Yeah, we're not to talk about it.
I did a couple things I don't want to tell you about.
Yeah, the same things they would do normally during a normal school year that they wouldn't tell their parents about.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But now they're bringing that home. And it might be COVID.
Yeah, or bad grades.
Well, that is always a threat.
Always could be
especially
bad
at Arizona
grades,
State.
Yeah, but COVID's a different type of thing parents are going to have to worry about if their kids are coming home for the weekend.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. No question. 713-780-3776. Will there be this year fans at Astros games?
Yes.
Jim Crane has already said we got to sell some beer.
No, I think the worst case scenario will be 25%. And that's safe. It's safe. I mean, you're going to require masks. You can do temperature check. You can do as much as you can. 25% is a very reasonable number to get into a stadium without having big bundles of people, you know, jammed up together. I see bigger, longer lines at outside of a Trader Joe, which, by the way, had a whole thing yesterday. They got rid of certain names like Trader Jose's for some Hispanic food. And you should have seen, like, there were Mexican-Americans who were pissed off that they got rid of Trader Jose's. They're like, what the? I'm sorry. Because some kid in California started a petition, and they had, I think, 1,700. It was literally a teenager in California that said, this is exoticizing other cultures and normalizing the U.S. culture, and it's wrong. And so, anyway, Trader Joe's made a bunch of changes to their names.
What are they calling it now?
All the Joes, every Joe from, well, Trader Joe is the same, but they had the name Joe, basically the equivalent of Joe for different types of
cultures,
foods and stuff. Trader Jose's, they had Trader Ming, they had Trader whatever. I know Ming freaks people out. Ming is an average, normal, regular.
Sorry.
Ming means Joe?
I don't know.
Well, it must.
It's the equivalent of Joe, I guess. And so they got rid of all of them. There wasn't anything on the packaging that was.
What about Giuseppe?
No, they had Giotti.
Trader Giotti?
They had a Trader Giotti for.
Shouldn't it be Giuseppe?
No, it was Giotti. Giotti. I meant to ask you about that. Is that?
I never heard of Giotti. I heard of Giuseppe.
Trader. It wasn't Trader Giuseppe, and maybe that wouldn't have fit on.
Maybe that's why.
Trader Giotto.
Giotto.
Trader Giotto.
While you guys are figuring that out, I'm just going through Texas, University of Texas, and their guidelines about what would shut a school down. They said, well, if a student dies of COVID, we might say, okay, no one on campus.
Did they say that?
Apparently that they expressly said, yeah, if a student happens to die from COVID, we may consider shutting down the campus.
I guess you have to put that. Those aren't the exact words,
and then
right?
We may consider. Is it we may consider?
I got to find it specifically, but the gist of it is...
Well, you do have to decide.
If a
student
dies,
to determine and if it was due to that.
Right.
That, and then...
Well,
if somebody... Well, let me ask you. If somebody died of flu, would you shut down a campus? And by the way, I'm Mr. Anti... People who compare flu and COVID are stupid to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because COVID is way more aggressive in terms of how quickly there is no vaccine for COVID right now, all that stuff. So that's not what I'm saying. But Dell made a point one time, A, you have to find out exactly what cause of death is first and foremost, right? For anything that happens. He was talking about athletic standpoint.
Well, what was yesterday, Dell? A motorcycle crash or?
Yeah, and they listed it as COVID, and then someone stepped COVID. In and go, wait a minute. He died from a car crash. Thank you.
But he had COVID.
Yeah. So that's what they do in Chicago. I'm telling you. He gets shot three times. You die. Oh, look, test his blood. Let's get that money. Let's get that COVID money.
Maybe he would have survived if he didn't have COVID.
No, he got shot in the head. So.
No.
What about the, yeah, probably not.
Yeah. So Chicago's cashing in. Nice job, Chicago. Well played.
Wow, home of the Odd Jobs Incorporated. They know how to game the system.
Uh-huh. 929 ESPN, 97.5. You know what? I need some insurance against this COVID.
Well, TGS Insurance cannot help you with that. They can't help you with homeowners insurance. They've got homeowners insurance that is an aggregation of a bundle full of A-rated insurance companies. And these are the underwriters for a lot of the big-name companies. So you may not have heard of them, but they are who a lot of the big-name companies use to underwrite your insurance. And once you get, for many of you who handle this like I do, you recognize that. You recognize the names. You'll buy a homeowner's insurance policy with, from a big-name, brand-name company that you see with advertising on TV. And then what you find out is, a subsidiary of that company is handling your homeowner's insurance. And so basically what you've done is now paid a middleman. TGS Insurance says, we'll eliminate that. We will allow multiple companies to bid for your homeowner's insurance. And what you're going to find is that in most cases, you are going to save money, and not just a little bit of money, a lot. $900 or more is something you find very frequently with TGS Insurance for an annual policy. Make sure that you text the word money to 232323, and they will have a firm quote to you within 15 seconds. It's unbelievable how quick and easy this is, not only to get your quote, but to get switched over. Text the word money to 232323 or go to tgsinsurance.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. The number to call. Astros won 6-3 yesterday. Lance McCullers looked really, really good. George only played. Miles Straw came in. He only had one at bat.
How about Reddick? You think every year is Reddick's last year? He starts it off with a home run. The first ramp up game. Reddick has been. If you think about it, Reddick has really been a rock solid addition to this team. He really has been an important part. I'm not saying you always trust him at the end of the playoff series or when he gets up to bat against Washington or whatever the case may be. But for what he's done as a Houston Astro, he's been a very unsung part of what the Astros have done.
A little much for $13 million a year, though, isn't it?
It is, but you can afford it because you can overpay a Reddick to give you some consistency at the back end of the lineup because you were underpaying your best players.
They're going to be happy, though, when that 13's off the books.
Oh, yeah, sure, because George costs more now.
Yeah.
And Altuve costs more, and Bregman costs more.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But if you look at Josh Reddick in terms of his time with the Astros, 3 years with the Astros, and he has, from a bomb standpoint, he's been at 13, 17, 14. His RBIs, 82. He did have a drop last year, 82, 47, 56. Now that I look at it, his...
It's not that great.
It's okay, but his 2017 was pretty good for some reason. It was much better than the other two. Actually, it was a career year.
17?
Yeah.
Why? Why do you think that? Well, actually, he didn't use the drums at all. He didn't use any banging.
Yeah, he was one of the ones that was
mentioned. He was the one who said, I'm not, I don't
want
to.
He and Altuve.
Well, Altuve used it some.
The one is Tony Kemp said no.
So did Reddick, I think.
Let me check on that one, because I feel like when your OPS is 847, but the year before is 643, and the 2 years after it's 718 and 728, it feels, I mean, that is his career high for OPS. He'd only been over 800 twice ever, and that was one of them. It was his highest ever batting average, the only year he had been at 314. He had some pretty good numbers that year.
Well, but that doesn't mean he cheated.
He had 34 doubles.
Some guys have career years.
But still, it happened. What I'm saying, it happened. If you look at, you know, last year he had 275, 728 OPS, which is not great, but you know, he's for the back end of the back end of the lineup. Josh Reddick's been fine. He plays his position fairly well defensively.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You'd rather have a cheaper Tucker take over for him, but Tucker hadn't been able to do it up to this point, not full time.
Yeah, I would say, listen, 13's a little bit much, but you know, Josh Reddick has been just fine. He won a championship with him, and he's been just fine. It would sure would be nice if Kyle Tucker took over that job this year.
Yeah, that's what you want.
Yeah.
The stats are on signstealingscandal.com. As we remember, Josh Reddick, 28 bangs out of a total 757 pitches, 3.7%. So certainly one of the lowest Astros on the list.
So he was actually on the list.
Yeah, John Boy wants to know
John Boy asked what his buzzer numbers were.
That is not on the website.
John Boy's got a website. John Boy has suppositions of buzzers.
I feel like you're making this up.
Well, you feel like I'm making it up, and yet you realize that there's an outside shot that it exists.
Tony Kemp is the one guy that had no bangs, at least out of the guy didn't chart every Astros pitch, but the ones he could chart,
it went Tony Kemp, Altuve, and Reddick, I think, right? 1, 2, 3?
Altuve, 2.7% of pitches with bangs, and then Josh Reddick, I believe, was next with like 3.7 or something like that. Yeah, they were the three lowest.
And who was the highest again? Wasn't it Tyler White?
Jake?
Tyler White had 26.4%. That's pretty high compared to others.
It's really high.
J.D. Davis, of all people, had 28.6, but he only had 49 pitches charted.
The guys who need the most help.
Yeah. Marwin was up there at 18.2.
That feels for 17, that feels like it could be real.
Mm-hmm. And he got paid, and he wasn't really as good last year in Minnesota.
It's odd, isn't it?
It's not as good.
That is odd, really odd. For whatever reason, he just wasn't as good. I don't know why. I can't put my finger on it.
Cameron Maybin, 21% of the time. He was barely here.
He was barely here, too. Listen, we got the sweet thing we're doing. You have two jobs in this postseason. You have two jobs since you joined us. One, get a stolen base in the postseason so everyone gets tacos. And number two, just listen up.
How about going after the pop-up?
Nah, told you. Business decisions. We've had this conversation.
There ain't no business decisions.
He was
going to
dive
postseason.
On that fake gravel or that fake dirt thing. He was going to get hurt, and he couldn't have stolen that base. Sorry. He made a business decision. That's what you do.
Man, come on. Cameron, you're one of the fastest guys in the league.
And he proved it when he stole that base.
It was a pop-up.
What if he got hurt, John? He wasn't available to steal that base. No one gets tacos.
That is true. You think he was thinking of tacos?
Was that the...
Do you know anyone that got a taco?
I don't know.
I don't know a single person that went and got a taco for
no.
Have you ever gotten something with a team? I'm going to predict that you have. But maybe you were at a game and you got a voucher.
I got a voucher and I never cashed it.
Have any of us ever gone?
I've never cashed it.
No. I haven't either. If they get this national, you can get a burrito loco. I've never gone for any of that stuff.
But you have to keep your ticket stub too.
It's a pain in the ass. If you go to Wendy's, they're going to have, or if you go to Burger King, it's going to have 4 chicken nuggets for you if you go today between 12 and 2.
The closest thing that ever happened to me when I was a kid, the one NASCAR race I went to was like the Pepsi 400 Daytona. And Jeff Gordon, when he was racing, he had the Pepsi logo was painted on his car because that was one of his sponsors. He won the race, and I think it was the start of one of Pepsi's new drinks. I forgot what it was called. maybe their zero, one of their zero-calorie drinks. So they just handed out free Pepsis to everyone there.
Well, that's convenient.
Yeah. Hey, you want a six-pack? You want a sixer? Hey, you want a whole case? They're just giving Pepsis because their guy won.
Yeah. No, that's convenient. That I would do. Oh, you're going to hand it to me right now? I ain't going nowhere.
Oh, our intern said he cashed in his World Series taco.
He did?
Yeah.
Yeah, but college kids should go get
Young
the tacos.
Friday?
Young Friday. He might have been a high school kid at the time. How old is
Young
Friday?
Oh, no, yeah. He would have been.
Young Friday was in high school.
Might have been a freshman in college.
No. He was in college.
Doesn't matter. High school or freshman, when we had chances to get free tacos, and we ate those jack-in-the-box, like, deep-fried tacos, two for 99 cents.
I just had about eight of them the other day.
I thought they were the best, too.
They're best.
But I realized that this is...
Oh, by the way, don't get the little minis. I don't know. My daughter said they were amazing. They're not great.
Yeah, I don't trust kids.
No.
Taste buds, especially not mine.
No.
Well,
Frankie's got the same kind of taste buds I do.
Oh, she does?
Yeah, which, whatever it mixes with tequila and Coors Light.
But she's a college kid. You got a little more elevated taste buds than a college kid.
Not really.
No, he doesn't.
Not really.
Then if she said amazing. She said they're amazing.
She said they were amazing. We went. We got them. Me and Wen. And we were like, I had to get four.
And they were different?
Four regular tacos.
So you went back?
You're talking about the greasy deep fried tacos,
yes.
Right? So the ones that
yes,
come out frozen,
yes.
And then you deep fry
yes.
them. You know, just like yeah. Abuelo, just like Abuela used to
the
do.
The tastiest taco ever. Yes.
He loves them.
John,
so,
I am your abuela. How did you make them, Abuela? Well, we froze them, and then we would deep fry all of the lettuce and everything.
Yeah.
You
and? You would deep fry the tacos, Abuela?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what Abuela
said. No Abuela ever.
So, John, you got the minis, didn't like them, then turned around and went back, or did you order
at the same
time?
I couldn't trust her. So, I got the tacos while I got them. I got the curly fries. You can't get
the curly
the
fries.
The box.
Of course. The curly fries.
The curly fries are a must.
Del KJ, I want to know if you're getting if you're getting that nasty Crystal Pepsi.
No, I forgot what. It wasn't Crystal. It was maybe whatever. It still exists. I forgot what it's called, but it was like it was the start of the zero calorie drink phase because Coke was doing it, Pepsi did it, and they gave them out. And I was like, maybe it's called Pepsi One, I think. And they're just handing them out to people because their guy won the race.
It's probably Pepsi One. John says Jack in the Box free Jumbo Jack and Sonic free slushies are the only good thing about the Texans. Our boy Gilbert says not that one, the other one. I've used those free Pluckers coupons they hand out at Astros games. So he's gone and done that. You know, the Rockets do it too. Used to have. So did you know the story about the Houston Rockets back in the, did you hear about this back in, I think it was 1980, maybe it was before then. I've heard this story. I think Jesse Brown told me, who's Rudy Tomjanovich, used to be his business manager, maybe still is. And so Mike Dunleavy Sr. was a Rocket. And he was famous for if the Rockets got to like over 120 points or something like that.
Man.
Yeah, he was the chicken man.
Chicken
You've
man.
Heard that.
Yeah.
Everyone got free chicken from someplace like that. And so everyone would stay there and go bananas. There wasn't a ton of people in the crowd. It was probably 1,100 people. And they're going bananas because the chicken man was always money with understanding we got to get to a certain
chicken.
Number tonight so people can get their chicken.
Doesn't matter. We got to get chicken.
And he was known
people.
As the chicken man.
Chicken man. 943 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, you are more than welcome to do that. How about my bookie? How about it starting? We've been talking baseball starting, basketball starting. You've been waiting for this since March. Listen, you want to play because you haven't been able to play. You want to bet on the games. You want to have some action. You bet, you win, they pay at mybookie.ag. MyBookie has up-to-the-minute odds on all the teams, and with the start of Major League Baseball here, now's a great time to start playing. Check out MyBookie's World Series future bets. Nothing shows you believe in your squad like betting on them before the season even begins. Why stop with baseball? Look towards the future. MyBookie.ag is already accepting bets on all your favorite NBA, NHL, and NFL games. Start exploring the world of online sports betting. Join today. MyBookie will match your deposit 100%. So you put in 200, they'll match it. You've got 400 to play with. You put in 1,000, you've got 2,000 to play with. Plus, they'll toss you a free $10 MLB future wager. Just enter promo code RADIO when signing up. RADIO. MyBookie.ag. You bet, you win, they pay.
Houston is all systems go. We love
of our Astros in Houston and all across the Lone Star State. We're Texas proud and we shout it loud. Our brand of baseball is great. Our outfield has plenty of muscle. Our guys can sure hit a
ton. Yeah.
So much better than.
It is so awesome.
So much better than football time in Houston.
No, play football time in Houston, too.
You want to do a mashup?
Yeah, do a mashup.
Half of it will be good, half will not be good.
How pissed is Trump that Fauci's thrown out the first pitch of the Nationals game?
I don't think he's very happy. By the way, Esteban has started. Who do you trust more right now to watch your kids, Antonio Brown or Kanye? Right now, Antonio Brown with 7 votes leads. 71.4% to 28.6%.
Well, that was one of the... one of the ones that bet put Kanye, voted Kanye.
Yes.
ESPN did something. Let's see. Wait, go ahead. What? It flows right into it, Dell. That was well played, sir. See, it needs to start quicker, though. Well, I've been waiting all week.
What? Dell didn't wasn't the producer of the original track.
He needs to.
It's the buildup of the rock. You hear the country rock, which is synonymous with pro football.
Wait, gotta wait for this.
Hit the fader.
Time in Houston.
The Orange Coach Express starts to roll.
That's called a crossfade, kids. That's called a crossfade.
Of Texas, we're all
Dell just hit it. Mr. Positivity says, screw those guys, Lance. Only people with small children understand. A towel on the bed and on the bed cover with food and drink and the bedroom door locked is what my wife and I call date night. See? He's got some more ammunition for you, Dell.
Yeah, he doesn't know nothing about.
A towel on the bed. I get laying one down not to get your bed cover dirty because you're doing stuff, but not because of nachos. Actual queso. Queso.
So did you see ESPN did a future NFL power rankings? So they look at your drafts ahead. It's what your team is right now without a quarterback. Obviously,
Now, who's doing this?
ESPN.
Okay.
Overall roster minus QB. Quarterback, where he ranks. Coaching. Draft. How you're doing with your draft. And your front office.
Okay.
So, who do you think the best future team in the NFL is?
Best future team.
Yeah.
Coaching taken into account. It might be Colts.
No, it's not the Colts. It is the Ravens.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah,
Ravens.
They got good quarterback.
They got the Browns up high too, I bet.
They got the good quarterback. They got good coaching.
No, you can't do quarterback.
Their front office is the best.
But you can't do quarterback, I thought.
No. They do overall minus quarterback, and then they do quarterback, and then coaching, and draft, and they put it all together. Their overall roster was the third best in the NFL. Quarterback was third best. Coaching was fifth. Draft third. And front office
one. All right, so overall roster, San Francisco top five?
It is.
What
San Francisco's three.
I thought you just told me the Ravens were.
Ravens were number one. Oh, overall roster. Yeah. Overall roster one.
Who?
San Francisco.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I would imagine. And the Ravens were three?
As far as future, San Francisco's three. Their overall future is three.
But their overall roster is what I'm thinking.
One is one.
I want to see if I can pick out the top five. How about, Minnesota might have been there earlier, but not now. I would say, Buffalo is actually a sneaky team. I don't think they're in there, but Buffalo is kind of sneaky. I'm going to put the Browns in there.
Browns are not.
They're not in the top five roster-wise?
No.
They're all on.
Well, I don't know roster, Lance. We're doing the overall.
I thought the roster's a separate component.
No. It's part of it.
Yeah.
Roster counts, coaching counts.
Yeah, I want to know who's counts. Built the best roster right now.
Well, San Francisco has. They've got the best roster right now.
Okay. So your future, but we take into account quarterback. So all we're doing is taking into account hold. Why did we break? Why did we deconstruct?
Breaking down. What's their front? You add it all up. Their front office, how good is it? Your coaching, how good is it?
Isn't that what we're doing anyway?
Their draft, how good is it?
Best organizations. Picking,
yes.
Niners won.
No, Baltimore's won.
Oh, Baltimore won?
Yes.
Yeah, that's fine. And Niners are 3 overall?
Yeah.
So it's got to be a team with a really good quarterback. It's got to be Chiefs.
Chiefs are 2.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, but their future is good. They've got their overall roster is 4. Their quarterback is 1. Their coaching is 2. Draft is 4. Front office is 4. All that combined makes them the second best team.
And then San Francisco 3.
Right.
Number 4.
Now, see, I don't agree with this one. Number 4 is the Saints. Now, they got the 9th best quarterback now, but he's not going to be around for the future. They're going to have to start over. Or they're going to, if Taysom Hill's their guy, they're not going to be the 4th best franchise if Taysom Hill's their guy.
Taysom or Jameis?
Taysom or Jameis.
Yeah.
Their overall roster, they've got, minus QB, they've got them tied with San Francisco for 1st.
Where's
their
Dallas?
Their roster is really good.
Is Dallas high?
Dallas is high. Yeah. Dallas is 5th.
They didn't make the playoffs last year.
Where do you think the Texans fall in this?
Ooh.
By the way, your Colts fell to number 10.
Yeah, that sounds about it. Texans are not in the top 10.
No.
I put them around number 23.
Here's what they say about your Houston Texans.
Building a juggernaut.
Overall roster is 23rd. Overall roster minus the quarterback. Quarterback is 4th. Coaching is 20th. Draft is 31st. Front office is 32nd. That's about right. The Texans have had more recent success than any team in this tier of the rankings, with a chance to remain quite competitive as we proceed ahead. But their moves, talking about the offseason, biggest worry, it's hard enough being a head coach in the NFL. Unless your name is Bill Belichick, it's almost impossible to be both head coach and GM and do them at a high level.
Haters.
Bill O'Brien is going to have to answer the bell in a big way while wearing both hats if the Texans are going to make noise in the AFC.
Haters.
Looking ahead, receiver has too many durability questions for long-term comfort. The Cooks-Fuller-Stills combo might just work for 2020, but Fuller's knee issue, blah, blah, blah. Tight end Darren Fells can still play, but he's 34. Pairing a dynamic tight end with Watson for the next decade would be a proven move by O'Brien. A top stat to know, in exchange for Tunsil, Stills, a 4th-round pick and a 6th-round pick, O'Brien dealt 2 first-round picks and a 2nd. That's not a stat, but that trade is a year old, and I still can't get over it. Nothing depicts Houston's front office problem quite like that. He thinks the Tunsil trade was worse than the DeAndre Hopkins trade.
I wasn't a fan of how it was constructed. I love getting Tunsil. I thought it's just so debilitating for a team whose entire organization whose entire team is built with excellent first round players like Deshaun Watson, DeAndre Hopkins, J.J. Watt. With the occasional second rounders with your 2 inside linebackers, but for a team, Titus Howard. I mean, you've Will Fuller. You built your team based around, obviously, Jadeveon Clowney at that time. You built your team around first-round players as your core players. So now you're taking away the primary way that you have built your team with first-rounders. And 2 of them, I just thought it was just a killer. Mm-hmm. I thought it was just a killer. And then to give away a second-round pick because you wanted Kenny Stills, I mean, it's just... Second round. If you're not gonna, at least you've had some second round success recently.
Kenny Stills is the same as DeAndre Hopkins, apparently.
Yeah, their conversion chart is just different.
No, Lance. That was a great move. Great move.
Yeah.
All right. Mark Hubbard is going to join us on the other side. The dude who said the tip of his junk moved is joining us on the other side.
Yeah, that opened up the show. If you missed it.
Yeah.
John reciting another man talk about the tip of his junk.
Well, no.
Well, yeah. What do you mean, oh, no? Yeah, that's what happened.
Yeah. That's not what I said. I didn't talk about another. I said tip of his junk.
That's why I said reciting another man talking about the tip of his junk.
If I'm going to say I can't write it, I have to say it on the radio.
Well, that's just me telling people how the show started.
When you call Mark, ask him about the
tip
of his junk.
I'm going to have Matt call him. Friday call him.
All right. Why don't you, Lance, talk about the Skeeters and then beat it.
Okay. Well, the Skeeters. So the Skeeters, this is something extremely cool. We know A and double A baseball and some triple A baseball, the minor leaguers were all, they all had to go because the organizations couldn't afford to pay them anymore. It's a horrible story to hear about. But something really cool here happened in Sugar Land, and that's the new league, the Major League Baseball, with them canceling the minor leagues. The Sugar Land Skeeters started a new league, which is four teams, and you've got Roger Clemens managing, Kobe Clemens, you've got obviously, Greg Swindell, Pete Caviglia, Inky is doing it. Dave Island, who is a pitching coach for the dreaded Royals in 15 when they beat the Astros. So here's the thing with the Skeeters. There's four teams. There's only 2,000 fans allowed in the stadium each game. They disinfect and do deep cleaning after each and every single game. They've got suites available. They've got tons of great seating available. Food, beverages, and a chance for you to go out and watch some baseball. Watch it live with tickets starting at just $9. Fireworks every Friday and giveaways every Saturday and Sunday. And you've got teams, you've got players who are real A and double A players. Go to SugarlandSkeeters.com for more information and tickets. SugarlandSkeeters.com.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.